You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The B'nai Yisrael in the Sefer Agra Dekala focuses on a pasuk Zois Tia Teres HaMetzayim, and he connects it to a very fundamental Torah. She says in the name of the Rebbe Rabbeir and the Kozhen Tzamagid that when Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world with two different hanhogos, sheyeshnum b'tachshus hazmanim. In a manner of speaking, let us call it two different clocks. There's the hanhogo hateva, the natural laws which govern how the world runs, and everything under the sun follow the rules of nature, so to speak. But there's also hanhogo hatoiris lamala min hativia, that Kodesh Baruch Hu created a second clock which supersedes the Teva clock, the Teva of nature, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that those people who connect to the Torah should have the ability to set the clock of the world, Lamaila Min HaTeva, to supersede the natural scheme of things, and they could be Kuveya the Itim Al Yedei Anhogas HaTorah Shaloi Keteva. And he explains this in greater detail, the B'nai Yisrael, in the Sefer B'nai Yisrael, that all of the halachas that Klal Yisrael were given, connected to the first mitzvah of the Torah, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, the halachas having to do how Klal Yisrael is Koveya Rosh Chodesh in Bezdin, with the Moed, etc., which we follow nowadays even when we don't have a Bezdin. So when we follow those guidelines given to us, Klal Yisrael, then we can set the clock of the world to follow the Anhogas HaTorah. And he says that this is what is meant in the Gemara Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph with Aleph, that a person is asked after he passes on from this life to Olam Haba. The Gemara there says that certain questions are asked every Yiddish and Neshama, and one is Kavati Itim Latoiro. So the simple explanation of what Kavati Itim Latoiro means, you just set times to learn. But the Kozhen Tzamagid says, according to this Yisoid from the Rebbe Rabbeir, did you do what was necessary to help the world run according to the Torah clock? And he says that these two methods, the Teva method and the Torah method, are alluded to in the word Zois, because Zois is comprised of the letter Zion, and then afterwards the letter Aleph Tov. So Zion refers to the Teva clock, which revolves around the laws of Teva, and the Aleph through Tov is the Hanhogas HaTorah. And then he connects this idea to Zois Teres HaMetzah, that if someone approaches the Dinim of Metzorah, if a person is a Metzorah, and Metzorah has a spiritual malady which affects the Nefesh, and it has the physical malady which affects the body, so if somebody wants to treat Tzoras in a Teva method, and he wants to find a refuah for this Mitzvah situation through nature, this person, his spiritual malady is not being addressed. And this specific makla is primarily a spiritual malady. The ikar refu also is yoshiv al Hashem insnai kitoira ashehu lamayla min ateva. The true refuah is lamayla min ateva. And so he says, "V'zois tia toires hametzora shetzor hametzora leleches lelamed zois sheyeshnim beis anhoga." That when this pasuk says zois, it acknowledges that there are two different clocks, but the person has to realize, this Yiddishkin, this Jewish person who's connected to the Torah, that because he is connected to the Torah, that he has to address his malady in the way that the Torah says. You have to take the mitzvah to the kohen, etc. Mimele lo yevakish refuas tivis, rak refuas segulois ha-Torah, ha-mirpas kol machla v'chol nega. So this, it illuminates that, and it we can understand better, why people, when they have certain types of illnesses, and the doctor says there's no hope, which means al piteva there's no hope, but if this person can go to and find the right tzaddik who is connected to the clock of the Torah and draw from those supernatural powers, then he can supersede the limitations of the Teva world. Now, to give us a greater understanding of refuahs that come through the Teva and the refuahs that come through the Torah clocks, so I would like to very briefly quote a story from Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshisa, who went to Berlin to deal with some sort of eye malady. And when he got to Berlin, he was looking for a good doctor. And they told him that there happens to be a very good doctor who has a reputation to deal with such maladies with segulos, not segulos HaTorah, but some sort of other supernatural means. So the Rebbe said like this, listen, I came to look for refuah here because the Torah said, V'rapa yerapa. This means that the Torah gave over a koich to a doctor that were allowed to go to him b'der hateva. But if I was looking to get healed with things other than teva, then I would go to the holy kosher tzamagid, the tzadik hador. I wouldn't go to a doctor altogether. So we see from here, dear friends, that even we who believe in the Torah, we are obligated to go to a doctor, because the Torah says, V'rapa yerapa. And l'maisa, l'halocha, if a doctor tells you that something is a sakana, then you are obligated, l'halocha, to follow his advice. That's part of the rapa yerapa. And you're not allowed to put your life in jeopardy, even according to the laws of the Teva, because the Torah says, U'vechai b'hem. However, there is no question that if, cholila, we are faced with situations, medical or otherwise, where we need a Yeshua chutz l'der hateva, or l'mayla min hateva, the ancient Meserva in Klal Yisrael, which the Gemurot speaks about, is that one is supposed to find the tzaddik and ask the tzaddik to be mispalal. And it's very fascinating that there are various stories through world history where even non-Jews looked for and received assistance from tzaddikim who were mispalel for these non-Jews to have these refuahs and yeshuas. And I refer, in closing, to a story which I would recommend that anybody who has access to Zevin's Sipurei Chasidim should look up in Parshas Ekev, which we have to once again refer to in great brevity. We have to be makatza. And this is going on the Pasuk of Baruch Tia Mikol Amim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, it seems, that the non-Jews should recognize that Klal Yisrael has the koyach, has the ability to get refuas and yeshuas l'mayla min hateva. So there in Parshas Ekev, the story is told that there was a famous Polish hero whose name was Drawski, who himself told the following story, which again, if you look it up, you'll enjoy it more, because there's a great deal of extra information there, which is worthwhile seeing. But the count, in his old age, when he was 80 years old, told over the story that when he was a young boy of 8, that he contracted some sort of virulent illness, and his mother took him to doctors, and they all said, there's no hope for this child. And the mother was inconsolable, because she loved him, and one of her friends, she was a noble woman, another noble woman said that in the town of Fristik, there is a tzaddik by the Jews who is capable of giving refuas l'mayla min hateva, to healing people through miraculous means. And this tzaddik was none other than Reb Mendel Rimenova, Zchuso Yogen Aleinu. So when she heard this, she immediately told her servants to prepare her carriage, and she and this friend went and drove all night to the tzaddik. And when they came to the tzaddik spoke to her in perfect Polish and said, why are you coming to me? What power do you think I have? Do you think I'm some sort of sorcerer? That's why you're asking for my help? So she said, no, I believe that your lifestyle is closer to God, and as a result, your tefillah, your prayers are heard in a better way, in a more potent way. So when the tzaddik heard this, he said, oh, if this is what you think, then I will pray for the boy. And they left the room. And they were peeking through a door that was ajar, and they saw that the tzaddik began to be mispalel with exceptional fervor, to the point where he was perspiring heavily for 3 hours. And at that point, he finished his tefillas, and the clock struck 12. And the tzaddik said to them, "Now, as the clock struck 12, your child is feeling better. And when he gets totally healed, bring him to me so that I should bench him. I should give him my blessing." And when this noble woman hurried home, she asked, "Was there any change in the status of the sick boy?" And they told her, "No, except for the fact that at 12 he came out of his unconscious state and he asked for some water to drink, and he ultimately had a complete refuah." So, Rabbeisai, in closing, this is a very fascinating and illuminating story, and it demonstrates that there is a time for us to go and seek medical assistance through Rapa Yerape, through natural means. But if we need more, then Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the tzaddik the power. And that's what we call emunas chachamim. And the Svarim also say that belief in the tzaddik is part of what makes the tzaddik be able to bring the refuah. And it is Ve'yaminu Bashem uva'moisha avdoi, the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael has come and will in the future come through the belief that there are tzaddikim who can be our shluchim and be able to effect for us Yeshua's l'malo min ha-teva. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help k'meitzeisei Mitzrayim arenu nefloyes through the intervention of the tzaddikim of the Dor and the tzaddikesen, and the Rabbeinu Shalom help will be zoicha to see refuahs and yeshuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.